And then later on, of course, we got automobiles, and they would travel, anywhere from 35 to 40 miles an hour. I'll never forget the time when I made 60 miles an hour the first time. And then now you get on the road, you make 80, 90, and 100 miles an hour, you know. In other words, you get run over if you make less than 70 or 75. And so things have changed from time to time. We come from, back yonder, horse and wagon and buggies and ox wagons, I remember them, of course. And I remember when the Peckerwood sawmills, and by the way, I saw one the other day, it's the first one I've seen in years and years operating, was Peckerwood Mill. And you know, that mill just sets down anywhere and saws.
Where?
That's right, and saws, you know, lumber and so forth. But you take, talking about the condition of the world today. Now, I was born June the 27th, 1897, which is 76 years ago. And just as soon as I got big enough to know anything, well, there was something wrong with this world. There's been something wrong with it ever since I've been here. And when I leave here, there's going to be something wrong with it, according to my opinion, according to other people's opinion. But I feel like this world will go right on, and I feel like every generation will be able to take care of own affairs as it come along. I don't think this younger generation need any advice from us older people. I think what we should do is sit back and watch them bring it on up, because we left it in such a mess for them to take over in such a condition that they're going to have a time to straighten it out now. And I hope they'll be more successful than we were. But you take it has, as we say, grown steadily worse. Well, I don't know whether you could say it's grown steadily worse or not. I remember back when we used to cut wood all the summer so we could keep warm in the winter. And when we'd get up in the mornings, we didn't have any warm house. We'd have to get up and build a fire. And I remember how that floor felt when you did it on those cold mornings. And you would have a terrible time getting that fire built. And finally, you get a little bit of heat started. And now you get up in a nice warm house and everything just as comfortable as it can be. I think we've come quite a distance there. And another thing, I remember back when you used to go in the kitchen and you didn't have any refrigeration or anything. I'll never forget how the safe used to smell, where they kept all the bread and all that was left over, you know, and no way in the world of keeping it cool. And I'll never forget when they used to have to, the women, nearly all the women back in those days, you know, had rough hands, and they were bent over, their backs was humped in behind. And that was mostly from over a wash tub scrubbing on one of these washboards up and down, you know. And then, of course, boiling the clothes in a hot pot, that is hot water, so that they would, if there was any germs, that would kill them, you know. And they had the battling stick, as they call it, and they'd take this battling stick, and they would stir those clothes. And by the way, when it comes to the battling stick, I got a tale I want to tell you about a battling stick. There was a fellow named Dyke Carnes. Dyke was raised up on Mulberry River. And his father was a farmer up there. And Dyke was a good big boy. And there was a fellow down on the river there that had a grist mill that was operated by water. And I've seen the grist mill. I knew about it in after years. But anyhow, Dyke, he went over there one morning to carry corn, to get it ground in the meal. Well, you just put it in a sack and put it